Father, come riddle to me. Come riddle it all as one. And tell me whether to marry fair Ellen or bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has house and land. Fair Ellender, she has none. And there I charge you with the blessing to bring the brown girl home. He got on his horse and he rode. He rode till he come to her home. And no one so ready as fair Ellen herself to rise and bid him in. What news have you brought unto me, Lord Thomas? What news have you brought unto me? I've come to ask you to my wedding, a sorrowful wedding to be. Oh, mother, would you go or stay? There, child, do as you please. But I'm afraid if you go, you'll never return to see your dear mother anymore. She turned around all dressed in white, her sisters dressed in green, and every town that they rode through took her to be some queen. They rode and they rode till they come to his hall. They pulled on the bell and it rang. And no one so ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and bed him in. Then taking her by her lily white hand, and leading her through the hall, saying, 50 gay ladies are here today, but here is the flower of all. The brown girl, she was standing by, with knife both keen and sharp. Between the long ribs and the short, pierced fair Ellender's heart. Lord Thomas, he was standing by, with knife ground keen and sharp. Between the long ribs and the short, he pierced his own bride's heart. Then placing the handle against the wall, the pawing against his breast, saying, this is the ending of three true lovers. God sends us all to rest. Oh, Father, go dig my grave. Go dig it wide and deep. And place fair Ellender in my arms and the brown girl at my
across this land. His name was Claude Jones. made of nothing but skin and bone. But he had a hair trick and temper. He could change as quick as the weather. Claude Jones, Claude Jones, don't leave your family alone. When you're born a freeborn man, apart from Uncle Sam, you take that money the way that you can. Wake up, get up and go. Wake up, put on a show. Before they bury you in the sand, you'll be standing, singing in the sun. One of the bootleggers, lives are one and done. So I think about your family when you're dead and gone. May they be worthy the graceless land you walk upon.
Claude Jones, Claude Jones, Claude Jones,
so that you may live on.
We were being chewed out there. That was Pokey Lafarge.
Yeah, Pokey Lafarge with Claude Jones. Now, you've heard me talk about Pokey, but Otto, why don't you talk about Pokey?
Sure, I'll talk about Pokey. Josh, of course, has gushed about him plenty to me, and I have a copy of his most recent record, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't really get Pokey until I saw him up at Newport. He played the third stage up there, and Pokey, you know, is sort of in the tradition of Leon Redbone for those people who kind of listened to that style of music back in the 70s. He's a sort of a revivalist or a recreationist, and he's sort of this weird amalgamation of Al Jolson and I guess Jimmy Rogers, you know. And he's got a very elastic, rubbery face. He's a very emotive kind of guy, and he's dressed as sharp as a pin in this sort of 1920s suit. And his band, of course, is Cracker Jack, and the show is very high energy and fun, and he just he killed it at the festival. I mean, nobody knew who he was, and by the time his set was done, the stage was being rushed. It was quite a thing. So count me a fan. Count All me right. a fan for Pokey.
Will do. And that was Claude Jones from his new album, Riverboat Soul. And I just talked to Pokey a couple hours ago, and actually they're getting ready to board a plane to the UK. They're going over there to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival like we've done in years past.
Yes.
Which should be fun. And he'll be here in Richmond in October playing with a local string band. Before that, we had Fair Ellender as played by Mike Seeger at the Newport Folk Festival in 1960-something, 1961, I think, maybe. 1961 or 1960. And that was very nice with the auto harp and all. And we started with Steve Martin from his most recent album, The Crow, Hoedown at Alice's. And Steve Martin was, as Otto said, appearing there at the Newport Folk Festival this last year with the Steep Canyon Rangers, great band from down North Carolina. So, Otto, what's next?
Well, I thought we would riff off of Pokey Lafarge for a second and play an antecedent for him. I love that word, too, antecedent. I thought we'd play some Leon Redbone. And this is off his first record that came out on Warner Brothers in 1976 called On the Track. And this is just a wonderful, really fun record. And this is going to be Sweet Mama, Hurry Home or I'll Be Gone.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's go.
I've been so blue and lonesome too ever since you went away. My poor heart yearns for you both night and day. Since you're gone, the stars don't seem to shine. You were always on my mind. I'm so unhappy, I want just you. But there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you'll want me, no one else will do. Sweet mama, your heart will long for my loving, then you see that you were wrong. I know you'll sigh, maybe sometimes cry, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet mama, hurry home or I'll be gone. Hurry home or I'll be gone. You want my heart right from the start. I gave all my love to you. I never dreamed that you could be untrue. You had ways of loving all your own. That's what made me leave my happy home. Now that you're gone, I'm left all alone. Oh, but there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you want me, no one else will do. Sweet mama, your heart belongs. Mama loving, and you see that you were wrong. I know you will sigh, maybe sometimes cry, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet mama, hurry home or I'll be gone. Hurry home or I'll be gone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
whiskey makes the bad sound better, makes your baby cuter, makes herself taste sweeter. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes your heart beat loud, makes your voice seem softer, makes the back room hotter. Over my thoughts aren't good thoughts, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I told about the time I used to wake up bright and early, got my work done quickly, held my baby tightly. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes the sunset faster, makes the spirit more willing, but the body weaker. Because my sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took you? I took her for granted. How I took it, I took her.
Are still available for nonprofit organizations, vendors, and crafters at the 7th Annual Family Peace Festival, scheduled for Sunday, September the 19th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Mary Munford Elementary School in Richmond. An exciting new addition is an art contest open to students from kindergarten through high school. This year's theme is What Does Peace Look Like? For more information, please go to www.familypeacefestival.org or call 804-232-1002.
WRIR is supported by Pine Street Barbershop in appreciation for support received from WRIR listeners and volunteers. Pine Street Barbershop is a full-service salon located in Oregon Hill at 334-334 South Pine Street, convenient from downtown and walking distance from VCU. Experienced, friendly professionals specialize in haircuts for men and women, color, highlights, and a full line of products. You may call 804-780-3126 to schedule your appointment.
All right. Well, you are listening to Edge of Americana, if you didn't know that. And Otto, what was that?
That was the Punch Brothers.
What was that business right there?
That was the Punch Brothers doing a song called, obviously called, Rye Whiskey. Punch Brothers have some controversy here in the studio. They are sort of this new agey kind of, I don't even call them a bluegrass band, acoustic string band, I guess. And I've seen them a couple of times in the past, and I like them, but they're very cerebral. And what was neat about their set, they played at the Newport Festival this past weekend. Their set, I guess for lack of a better cliche, it rocked.
Yeah.
And they really cut loose. The songs kind of stopped sounding quite so academic and sounded more like fun. And the audience liked them a lot.
Well, it's very poppy, to be sure. And they have their hair is coiffed. I can't help it. I can't help it. But, you know, pop music, there before that we had some pop music from Clayton McMichen and Riley Puckett doing the Arkansas Chic. More of like pop music from the early 1930s, however. Yeah.
And then before that?
Another one of the great blind guitarists. Soldier's Joy, Doc Watson and Bill Monroe.
Yes.
And Otto pointed out during that song that at one point, Doc says, "Fastest man I ever seen," while Bill Monroe's taking a solo, and no one laughed at that.
No one laughed, but I was thinking about that. I think Doc Watson, when that was recorded, was still pretty new, you know, to the folk world, and I'm not sure that everybody who was seeing him knew he was blind.
Yeah, maybe not.
So, anyways, Doc played this weekend as well and did a nice set. Sort of one of his standard sets with a few more stories than normal, perhaps. And it's, any time you can see Doc Watson is a good time.
Yep. Don Stover, before that, doing the Kansas City Railroad Blues from the Live at the Newport Folk Festival in the 1960s. And we started it with some Leon Redbone, who we've kind of figured out never actually appeared there, but we were doing a little Pokey Lafarge.
It's a secondary theme to the show here. It's,
yes.
sort of a Pokey Lafarge referencing show. And Leon Redbone is sort of that recreationist style of, I won't call it old-time music, but sort of classic American pop music.
Yeah.
That Pokey
Emmett Miller,
yeah.
Jimmy Martin, that kind of scene right there. And that was Hurry Home, Sweet Mama, Hurry Home, or I'll Be Gone. And it is now 7:35, and to cleanse our palate from that kind of ultra-clean poppiness that we just heard, let's hear a little Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. This one is The Red Cross Store.
Sonny boy, did you ever hear about the hardships way back in the year of 29? When who was in port? Took us off a Camel cigarette and put us on Golden Grain. I'm gonna tell you a little about the Red Cross store, the hardship that I had to go through with. Me and my girl talked last night, talked for about an hour. Brownie go to the Red Cross store, get a sack of Red Cross flour. I said, no, baby, I don't wanna go. Thought I'll rob a bank for you, woman, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Why? Them old Red Cross people sure to treat you mean. One can of tomatoes, two or three cans of beans. I said, no, baby, I don't want to go. Why, Brownie? Lord, I'll rob a bank or stop a train, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Now you can go down in the morning. They'll ask you how do you feel. They'll give you a bag of tomatoes, a peck of boiled meal. I said, no, little girl, Brownie don't want to go. I'll do anything in the world for you, but I won't go to that welfare store. Now, you know, when that man was in president, who was his name? He took me off of Camel cigarettes and put me on Golden Grain. I said, no, Lord, I don't want to go. Well, I said, I'll quit smoking before I go to the Red Cross store. There ain't no need of me working so hard, sonny. I got a girl in the white folks' yard. She told me, no, Brownie, you don't have to go. Why? I'll bring your meal from the kitchen. Stay away from that Red Cross store. Play it for Brownie and see how she said talk to you. Now Hoover, he once told us he's gonna make things all right. Give us one can of chipped beef and two or three cans of kraut. I told him, no, no. Well, you know I don't wanna go. Well, I'll do anything for you, baby. I won't go to the Red Cross store. Sonny, I done found me another girl. Said you're gonna get herself a job. Take care of me while these doggone times is hard. I told her, yes, yes. Well, you know I don't wanna go. When you get your money, get your check cashed. I'll stay from the Red Cross store.
Sonny boy, did you ever hear about the hard?
Shame like I shave mine. shake a shimmy, shake it fast. Gotta shake a shimmy, shake it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Daddy mistreat him, Bobby you cheat him, sister you gun, mommy you cut him, gun the gun, son do it all, it's all.
Well, I'm rambling, rambling round. I'm a rambling guy. I ramble out to the different times, go in a car, get a hotel. Oh, yes, 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 oh, yes. Oh, no. A rambling guy. Hey, R-A-M-B-L-I-N. Apostrophe, oh, rambling. Okay, everybody. Come on, sing with me. A rambling guy. What's the matter? You people uptight or something? Okay, ladies only, he's a rambling guy, oh, Lord. Okay, now I'm in. Rambling, rambling, rambling. Okay, this half of the room. Okay, now this half. Beautiful. There's two-fifths of the room, now there's three-fifths. Okay, two-sevenths, five-sevenths. Okay. In Chinese now. Mongol, Mongol, Mongol. Well, I'm rambling, 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 rambling.
Coming up on State of the Reunion, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, whether you know it or not, is a city of visionaries.
Milwaukee is open to new ideas. They're not afraid to help people who have new ideas and are not doing traditional things.
We look at how this once thriving Rust Belt city is coming up with new solutions to age-old problems on the next State of the Reunion.
State of the Reunion airs on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM this Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. and online at WRIR.org.
This is Thomas White.
Oh, hey now.
Woo!
Who took that from the... Oh, I know what happened. It's okay. Hi, it's Edge of Americana. That was Steve Martin right there doing Ramblin' Man.
Classic Steve
Martin. Classic Steve Martin. When was that? I'm not sure what the year of that, but that, it's old.
It's probably 77, 78.
Yeah, exactly. And before that...
How old were you, Josh, in 77, 78?
I was -1 and 0 years old is how old I was.
You were a zygote or a goat. What were you, a zygote?
Hey,
a
maybe
zygote?
Not even, depending wow. on what time of 1978
my
it was.
Goodness. I think I was, show my age, I think I was probably 13.
Whoa.
13 years old then.
You want a chair? How's your hip?
I'm an old man. Anyways, what's cool about that, first of all, I think Steve Martin's really funny, and it's nice not to hear him being mean to anybody. He's self-deprecating on himself. He's just playing the fool. But at the end of that riffing that he does, he breaks into a nice run on that banjo, and even back then, he could really play.
Yeah, he's always been actually a bona fide banjo player, yeah. For sure. And before that, there he was in more modern times doing in the clawhammer style.
Right, clawhammer medley.
Kind of a fancy, wussified clawhammer, if I do say so myself, but clawhammer nonetheless.
If you had seen the banjo he was playing, you would have rolled your eyes as well.
It was
a nice little clawhammer. No. What's that piece in the resonator on the back?
No resonator.
No pot.
Nope.
But the thing had gold plating all over it.
Yeah.
It was very pretty.
When you're wealthy. All right. Before that, Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas getting a little grittier with The Dirty Dozen. That's from an album called Old Time Black Southern String Band Music from R. Hooley.
That was nice.
And we had Sarah Jaroche.
Sarah Jaroche, who played
before
the
that,
doing a rather old timey sounding song.
Well, there was a clawhammer banjo in it. I'll give you that.
And a high lonesome vocal.
Yes. Called Tell Me True from her album Songs Up in Her Head from Sugar Hill. And that may be – no, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee is where we started it with the Red Cross Store.
Right.
And what you got, Otto, for the next?
I'm going to riff on the Pookie LaFarge thing a little bit more. This is a song called Under the Chicken Tree by what is his name? I'm having a mental blank here. It'll come to me in the next break. Under the Chicken Tree it's called.
All right. Here you go. Give us a call, 804-649-9737. This is WRIR radio for the rest of us, except for Harold Halsenfluck all the time.
And for him, I'd say it's the sound of surprise.
Yeah.
I
I had a dream last night. It turned me ghostly white. I dreamt that hens and roosters grew on trees. I dreamt I owned a great big ranch, and on every hen tree branch the eggs was just as thick as bumblebees. I sat down in the yard and shook one tree right hard, and about 100 fowls come tumbling down. Just as soon as they had died, I had them quickly fried, with the gravy oozing out all nice and brown. It was under the chicken tree, under the big fricassee, the eggs was dropping from every blossom. I lost all my taste for the meat they call possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing looked like feathered chicken and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken tree. A taste for the meat they call the possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing look like feathered chicken and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken tree.
Thank you.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio. And you just heard Clayton McMichen and the Georgia Wildcats doing the Hog Trough reel. B section of that song, to me, sounded like Fisher's Hornpipe, but what are you going to do? And I just want to read you a little something here. How about, Otto? Is that okay if I read you a little something?
Yeah, let me just make an observation that will set you up.
Okay.
About the Newport Folk Festival. Newport is basically the Fort Lauderdale for New England, and so all those college kids in Boston make their way there to have fun during the summer. So these festivals, while they're very high-minded cultural institutions, they're also basically excuses for kids to hang out and get drunk and mess around. So with that,
I want to read you. In 1964, Clayton McMichen was performing at the Newport Folk Festival. And, you know, this is long after, well, not long after, it is long after, you know, his kind of most famous period of time, which was probably with Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, which is, I believe, 28 to 32 or something like that, you know.
Yes.
And that is a reputation which he spent a lot of time trying to shed, because he really disliked the kind of hillbilly ridiculousness of the Skillet Lickers. Nonetheless, here he is on stage talking to the audience. What are you people doing here? You don't know anything about the music. You're the easiest audience in the world to play for because you don't want anything from us. I could play the worst fiddle in the world and you'd still applaud. You just like us because we're old. And I love that, Otto. I have to say that sums up so well.
That speaks to you, doesn't it?
Yeah,
George?
So many things.
Well, having been up there this weekend, I can certainly, I don't think things have changed that much since 1964. I can appreciate that sentiment. Actually, do we need to run through anything here?
Yeah, let's talk. Before Clayton McMichen and the Georgia Wildcats, we had that fun kind of jug bandy thing, Under the Chicken Tree, which was the Texas Sheiks.
Jeff Moldar.
Jeff Moldar is the name that Otto couldn't get. And Jeff Moldar, very famous former member of the Jim Queskin jug band, also a former member of the Lovin' Spoonful, wasn't he?
I think that's right.
Yeah. So, hey, Otto, really quickly, I just want to say that WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For more information, call 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com. And that's all I have to say about that.
Nothing more needs to be said.
Nothing more needs to be said. Otto's got his sunglasses on. I mean, something's about to happen.
We're going to do some more Leon Redbone here from On the Tracks. This is the the Fats Waller song, the great hit, Ain't Misbehaving.
All right, let's hear it. This is WRIR. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
By myself, I want to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love, I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving. saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, why do I care? Your kisses I was waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home, my body, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, why do I care? Your kisses I was waiting for. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home, my body, just me and my radio. Misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be back with you once again on this part of the program. We hope you enjoy another song. We have one. It's been around for a long time, one of the old ones that has been recorded by many different people. We hope you like our version of it, one called Alabama.
Back with the money. Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Selma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, lady. I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall, I'm gonna shoot poor Selma just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Sing 'em, boy, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. Buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that rounder that stole away my gal. Rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. She's 6 feet from the ground. She's telling me, although she ain't no hand-me-down, how to lay, yeah, yeah, ooh, you lay. I'm gonna put your handbrake on. Well, he's on his beat. Howdy, yeah, yeah, yo, will you lay? She ain't heard it while he was walking out the door. It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. Turn the tables now, you the one on the bum. It's la la la, singing la la la. I'm so happy, got me singing la la la. If I was a catfish in a river down in St. Louis, be the biggest fish anyone had ever seen. And I'd never get caught, cause I'd never bite the hook and line. All the women try to catch me as I go swimming by. It's la, 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 singing la, la, la. I'm so happy I'll be singing la, la, la. Wild. Honey, I'm short and thin. Gonna squeeze out any position you put me in. I got this old thing for the laughing horse disease. Gonna laugh away to any place that I please. It's la la la, singing la la la. I'm so happy I'm singing la la la.
Here's a commercial I wrote for some pay television people for a little money. Talking pay TV. I guess they're going to play it over in Denver and Milwaukee. Lou Denver. Walking down the Denver town, watched the western sun go down. Thought that I would stop a while, switch around my TV dial. Got some free TV, only price was a little boredom. Well, I'm not sure about my taste, but it seemed that TV land was a waste. I saw 30 westerns, 30 private eyes, 30 doctors operated before my eyes. None of the operations was successful, though. It's hard to operate with so much violence around. Well, every few minutes they'd take a break for a profound message on a stomach ache. They sold cures for dandruff, milk from the farm, perfume for my underarms. I've had enough. I'm sticking to greasy kid stuff. Well, the blood and gore was upon the floor, and I couldn't hardly stand no more. So I walked outside to get some air. A theater owner was standing there, carrying a picket sign. Said pay TV was un-American. He said, I'm against that pay TV. I'd much rather have people pay me. $1 for parking, $2 for the show, $3 for the babysitter, there you go. Get to see a widescreen spectacular. Hercules meets Godzilla. Audience meets nausea. Well, pay TV is fine to see. You get much better quality. Broadway shows, heavyweight fights, first-run movies every night. Viewers of Denver, unite. You have nothing to lose but commercials. Well, people are afraid of something new. They laughed at planes before they flew. You know, you only get just what you buy, so give that pay TV a try. Remember, families that pay together, stay together.
Oh, I think we're going to talk right now because I don't know that we have anything especially queued up yet. It's Edge of Americana. It's probably a good time to talk anyway, don't you think, Otto?
I think so. That was Phil Oakes there.
That was Phil Oakes with the Talkin' Pay TV Blues. Phil Oakes, a big part of the Newport Folk Festival over the years, of course. And before that,
a little Pokey Lafarge.
Yeah, another one from Pokey, La La Blues. Certainly his most kind of poppy-sounding one that he has on that album, I would say.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a good sing-along song.
Yeah, it is. Blue Yodel number 4 before that from Bill Monroe and Bluegrass Boys from the 1960s at the Newport Folk Festival.
And then before that, we had the Blue Yodel number 5 number by five. Jimmy Rogers.
We did them out of consecutive order, but that's okay.
Yes.
Alabama from Jim and Jesse and the Bluegrass and the Virginia Boys before that, also from the Newport Folk Festival. And I just love Jesse McReynolds' mandolin playing. Can't be beat. And we started that set with Ain't Misbehavin' from Leon Redbone. And Otto, you were going to read down some of those musicians, as I recall. You were excited about that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I've had this record for years, and I never focused on who's playing on it. That violin that was on that Leon Redbone track there was the great Joe Venuti, a great jazz violinist. Also, for you jazzbos out there, Milt Hinton played bass on this particular record.
Jazzbos.
Great first call bassist. And then for you 70s folkies out there, Don McLean played banjo.
Yeah, how about that? Maybe the best thing he ever did.
We'll let that one lay.
Yeah.
So pretty cool set of musicians played on that record.
Indeed. And so what's next, Otto? What do you got for us?
Well, let's see here. I have somewhere on here, I have a track from the East River.
It's probably that one.
Let's try. Well, actually, no. Let's do the Steve Martin again. This is a sweet. This is Steve Martin doing Daddy Played the Banjo.
Okay. And this is WRIR, and you're listening to it right now.
Daddy played the banjo 'neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard, an old-time melody. I loved to hear the music, I was only 5. I listened as his fingers made the banjo come alive. Sometimes I'd wake up at night and hear a distant tune. Banjo would echo around my childhood room. I'd sneak down the back stairs, Daddy never knew. I'd grab a broom and make believe I was picking tunes. One day Daddy put my fingers down upon the strings. He picked it with his other hand. We made the banjo ring. Now the music takes me back across the yellow day to the summers with my dad and the tunes he played. just telling lies about the things I did. See, I'm that banjo player who never had a kid. Now I sit beneath that yellow tree, hoping that a kid somewhere is listening to me. Daddy played the banjo beneath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard and wove a spell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze, where memories of what never was become the good old days.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Asheville Junction, Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, babe, all caved in. Asheville Junction! Wait! Swannanoa Tunnel! Wait! That's my home, babe! That's my home. I'm going back to Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, babe. That's my home. That's my home. Last December, well, I remember how the wind blowed cold, babe. How the wind blowed cold now. How the wind blowed cold. Right on down the line now. I'm a falling, wah! From my shoulder, Lord, Lord, wah! All day long, babe, all day long, wah! All day long. Thank you.
Our darling wandered far away while she was out at play. Off in the woods, she couldn't hear a sound. She was her darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. I heard the screams of a little girl far away. Hurry, Daddy, here's an awful death snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and dreary wood, but I reached our darling girl too.
Like you do. She leaves in the morning. and you just won't treat me right.
Blockade liquor has done me wrong. I can't sleep night or day. That terrible feeling that comes along when the kick it begins to get away. Potash poison and a mixture too. They call it sugar of lead. If you drink the bootleg shine, you'll sure have an aching head. Oodley. Did you ever wake up on a Sunday's morn with the snakes all around your bed? I know you have, and I have too. I know I'd rather be dead. The preacher comes around and gives advice, and then you have to stall. But if he gets to the bottle first, he'll never leave you none at all. I'll tell you, brother, and I won't lie, of what's the matter in this land. They'll drink it wet and vote it dry and hide it if they can. They'll pitch a party and they'll all get drunk and call it society. But if they catch you with a pint, good morning, penitentiary, hey, hey. Prohibition has killed more folks than Sherman ever seen. If they don't get whiskey, they'll take to dope, cocaine and morphine. This old country, it sure ain't dry, and dry will never be seen. Prohibition, just a scheme, a side money-making machine. Oodley. Carbolic acid and creosote ought to kill any man. Some get paralyzed, some get well, some hit the golden land. The undertaker has got to live. Beat him if you can. Prohibition, say it again. It's money-making side machine. Oodley.
Yes, that was nice. Clayton McMitchin there once again with the Prohibition Blues. And that's the last Clayton McMitchin I'll play tonight. I love a man who's so grumpy all the time.
Yes.
I guess we're gonna talk about this and then we'll read these, Otto. Sorry, I started talking. I wasn't sure what I was saying.
Actually, why don't we read a few and then we'll talk some more.
Okay, well, Otto, did you know the WRIR is sponsoring the second annual Johnny Z Festival?
I did know that.
A celebration of art, music, and community on Saturday, August the 7th. That's this Saturday. From noon until 5 p.m. on Shields Avenue between Grove and Hanover. The festival is a block party featuring the Bazaar Market, local arts and crafts, children's activities, live music, and WRIR DJs. Local printmaking artists will help festival goers create their own one-of-a-kind t-shirt. This fun, funky event is free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit art180.com. And that's the numeral 180, art180.com, or call 804-233-4180. 80.
Josh and I are Manchester residents, and so this one is kind of near to both our hearts. Tricycle Gardens is busy at their Manchester mini farm and invites you to help. And you can find Tricycle Gardens volunteers and staff rocking Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come prepared with sturdy shoes, gloves, and weather-appropriate clothes. Tricycle Garden says, get ready to get dirty at 9th and Bainbridge in Old Manchester. So for more information, visit www.tricyclegardens.org or call 804-231-7767 or email learn@tricyclegardens.org.
And I'm in my weather-appropriate clothes tonight. As usual, my Lycra thong and my net shirt.
Josh.
Sorry.
That's bad.
Too much?
Too much. Too much.
Oh, sorry.
I am not in weather-appropriate clothes. I'm in my work.
I'm wearing woolens.
My three-piece heavy-duty wool suit here, bow tie and all, and it's hot in the studio, so.
Do you think that has anything to do with my Lycra thong? all right. So before Clayton McMichin, what did we hear? That was a cool old blues tune.
It was a nice old. I'm sorry, it didn't have much to do with our theme at all, but it was quite nice. It was John Tinsley doing "Girl Dressed in Green," and it's off a Smithsonian Folkways compilation that came out this year called "Classic Appalachian Blues."
And before that, the New Lost City Ramblers, a kind of a staple at many of the Newport folk festivals. Mike Seeger and all doing "The Little Girl and the Dreadful Snake," maybe Bill Monroe's most Freudian song. And before that,
I guess it was East Tennessee Blues.
That's right.
That's right.
Tennessee Blues.
It was Doc Watson and Bill Monroe again throwing down, playing hard and fast there. Very nice.
And Asheville Junction before that, Frank Warner getting the whole crowd at the Newport Folk Festival to hey along with him, which sounded pretty good.
And then before that, we had something that Josh, I had to hold him back, ladies and gentlemen, he was ready to bomb it. He was ready to turn it down. I entreated him to let it play through. Daddy played the banjo, Steve Martin, The Crow.
Yeah, there it was. And, I love Tim O'Brien, man, but he can cheese me out something fierce when he wants to. All right, so Otto, what do you have for us now for the last 15 minutes of our show?
Well, I have one track to close the show out that's very appropriate. It's a Muddy Waters thing from when he played in Newport in 1960. But we're not there yet, and I'm tapped out of Newport stuff, so I'm going to play something else that has some controversy in this room. It's the East River String Band, and the name of this particular track is called Devilish Mary. And actually, I think it's quite a nice track.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, it's a good song. All right, here they are.
Maggie was a good girl, everybody knew. She'd paid $100 for our one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon, didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Albert in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, I'm gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Says, throw back out to smoke him a gun, let him see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. And the judge walked out on the stand, walked outside the side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie say, I done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, a girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
Jesse's bed, then he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, two children never brave. But the dirty little car that shot at Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Now, Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never rob a mother or her child. And there never was a man with the law in his hand that could take Jesse James when alive.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. 3 children, they were brave. But that dirty little car that shot Mr. Howard has
made poor Jesse in his grave. Was on a Saturday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they did say were many miles away. 'Twas those outlaws, Frank and Jesse James.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his land, three children never raised, but the dirty car that shot at Mr. Hare has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Now the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death. They wondered how he ever come to fall. Robert Ford, it was a fact, shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung a picture on the wall.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Hart had a laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Now Jesse went to rest with his hand on his breast. The devil will be upon his knee. Born one day in the county of Clay, and he came from a solitary race.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children there were brave, but the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Hart had laid poor Jesse in his grave.
This song was made up by Billy Gashade as soon as the news did arrive. He said there was no man with a law in his hand that could take Jesse James when alive.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave, but the dirty little coward that shot at Mr. Hart has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
All right.
You can't get much more Newport Folk Festival than Pete Seeger.
That's right. It's Pete Seeger and
doing Jesse James. And you know, folks, right now there's a movement on. I'm going to say the state is Texas, but I may be wrong about that. But one of the southern states is who claims Jesse James is their own. The governor is looking to pardon him, and the Pat Garrett family is opposing it. So, you know, call us or log into our website and let us know where you come down on the Jesse James pardon. I'd like to see.
You can log in at WRIR.org and you can put a comment right on today's thingy if you want to.
Yeah, let's hear. Be curious.
So before that, we had Frankie, Mississippi John Hurt, doing his version of Frankie and Johnny, Frankie and Albert, actually.
Also very Newport, John Hurt.
And before that, Devilish Mary from the East River String Band. And it's about time for us to get out of here. Lee's in the house, and we've got one more, and it's going to take a fair amount of time, so we've got to get to it.
Buddy Waters, live at Newport 1960, doing a song called the Newport Blues. Here we go.
All right.
but it's summer. What's gonna happen to my song? It's a hard, hard world to live in, and to be here all alone, to drown in my own tears. Might be the end and I'll be blue. Yeah. Yes, might be the end and I'll be blue. But you'll never see. So you just pick up all the latest my song.